Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 8:30 here on a Wednesday morning. A Georgia homeowner shot and killed three teens as they approached his residence with their faces covered early Monday morning.
No trespassing signs in the homeowner's front yard boldly and bluntly states, violators may be shocked. That is exactly what Rockdale County deputies say happened to three masked teens who came in contact with the homeowner at 4 o'clock Monday morning. Rockdale County investigators and crime scene technicians processed the scene for hours. Deputies interviewed the homeowner who fired the fatal shots, but they have not charged him with anything.
Fox 5 Atlanta's Angelique Proctor reports a candlelight vigil will be held for the three teens tonight. Garden City police say a 31-year-old suspect is facing a possible first-degree murder charge after a restaurant owner was killed. Police say Marcus William Rohde was arrested in the death of 69-year-old Ernie Ortiz. Officers found Ortiz Thursday lying in the parking lot of the El Conquistador restaurant in Garden City. He had been shot several times and died later at a hospital. Police have said the shooting could be linked to an attempted robbery. Kansas Department of Corrections records show Rohde is on parole for drug and criminal damage convictions in Sedgwick and Finney counties. A new Oklahoma law could lead to hundreds of inmates having their prison sentences cut short.
The change goes back to a 2016 referendum in which Oklahomans voted to lower drug possession crimes to a misdemeanor and raise the minimum for felony property crimes. The new standards could mean hundreds of inmates could be eligible for the commutation process to shorten their sentences. The new law takes effect November 1st. The Oklahoma Pardon and Paroles Board is getting a list from corrections officials of who may be eligible for shortened sentences. They expect about 800 inmates to fall into that category. Those who are in for additional crimes likely won't see their time decrease. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Two computers with data on every single voter in Georgia have been stolen.
Two computers used to check voters into their voting location were taken from a West Atlanta precinct just as the city was getting ready for a school board election. Those computers at a community center were loaded with the names, addresses, and birth dates for every voter in Georgia. The machines were replaced. The election went on. Atlanta police are investigating, and they say along with computers, a kitchen at the center was ransacked and some food was taken. So they think that means the thieves weren't targeting the election gear. They were just looking for electronics they could sell fast. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Wichita and Sedgwick County Crime Stoppers launched a campaign last week in an effort to catch 15 wanted felons with outstanding warrants.
So far, three people have been arrested from that list. Police Officer Kevin Wheeler says they have partnered with the Wichita Police Department and the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office, as well as the Kansas Department of Corrections, to focus on their arrests.
Everyone on that list was identified by the agencies collectively as persons with warrants stemming from either felony offenses as well as parole violations from violent crime convictions. And so what Crime Stoppers did was raise the minimum cash reward to $500 for tips that lead to the arrest of those listed on this warrant project.
Photos of the wanted felons can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about any of these suspects, you're asked to call 316-267-2111, submit an online tip, or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a minimum cash reward of $500 and a possible maximum reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A Western Kansas school district is seeing an uptick in a contagious childhood disease. Officials in Russell say there is an increase in hand, foot, and mouth disease. This virus is common in infants and children younger than 5, but older children and adults can also contract it. The district says there is no risk to students or staff, and they are following cleaning guidelines set by the CDC and local hospitals. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The trend of warm weather is going to continue for us to start the morning, then heating up again this afternoon. Temperatures in the upper 80s at noontime, 92 for the high. Clear and 71 tonight. Tomorrow, breezy and 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we have a partly cloudy sky, 72 degrees, a south wind at 8 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's time for entertainment news, The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yeah, the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, not as well as he thought.
Alex Trebek admits that earlier reports that he was doing very well in his battle with cancer were overly optimistic. The Jeopardy host, who was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer in March, says that his doctors have decided he needs to do another round. Trebek told ABC News that his numbers did go down after that first round of chemo, but as they discussed going off, he lost about 12 pounds in a week.
My numbers went sky high. Much higher than they were when I was first diagnosed. So the doctors have decided that I have to undergo chemo again.
So the Jeopardy host said that's what he's going to do, and he's taking it one day at a time. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Twitter reacting to Sean Spicer spicing up Dancing with the Stars.
President Trump's former White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, makes his Dancing with the Stars debut in a neon green ruffled shirt, salsa-ing to the Spice Girls hit, Spice Up Your Life. Supporters tweeting his moves weren't bad. Naysayers comparing his look to Big Bird. Or feel the fluorescent blouse may have taken people's minds off the controversy surrounding his presence on the show, with critics calling it politically divisive. Spicer continues to shimmy off backlash. He and his partner, Lindsay Arnold, earning a total score of 12 out of 30 from the judges. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Let's check in with country music.
I'm Michelle Polino. Carrie Underwood, Kane Brown, Luke Combs, Dan and Shay, and Thomas Rhett will all be honored as Artists of the Year at the 10th Annual CMT Artists of the Year Special. The special airs October 16th live from Nashville. It'll include tribute performances to each of the honorees selected by the network for having chart-topping albums and singles and selling out arenas across the country. It's the first time for Dan and Shay, Luke Combs, and Kane Brown. However, Rhett and Underwood have been honored in the past. The Grammy Museum, Mississippi, will honor Charlie Pride with the inaugural Crossroads of American Music Award. The Mississippi native will receive the honor November 1st. In 2010, Pride was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame, and he released his most recent album, Music in My Heart, in 2017. Pride is also a featured commentator in Ken Burns' new country music series, currently airing on PBS. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Look at Charlie Pride getting some love.
What's that?
Wow. Yeah. About time.
Charlie.
Let's sit down with a pop star.
The Fox Celebrity Profile on singer Tiffany. While many know her as a pop star, she shares her first dream was country music.
I didn't know anything else but country music. That's the only thing that was played in my home. So my early influences were Loretta Lynn, Tammy Wynette, Patsy Cline, who I love. But that was really the only thing that my parents played. Music was country music in our home.
She says there is one thing about country music she stuck with.
That early country music experience, I think, gave me a whole different way of looking at the fan. Country music is all about the fans.
Tiffany grew up in the spotlight, but shares there are several reasons she avoided what's been called the child star's curse.
I had a child when I was 21, basically. That probably slowed me down a bit because, you know, you can get in trouble. Plus, I was looked at as, you know, somebody that teenagers looked up to and parents looked up to. So, you know, I had to be very careful. But definitely, I had people coming and exposing me to a lot of stuff. You go to parties. I think for me, I just kind of really took my career serious.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Well, Hollywood just can't seem to let go of the old shows.
Hogan's Heroes, the iconic 1960s TV series that starred Bob Crane as U.S. Army Air Force Colonel Robert Hogan is being rebooted. Hogan and his staff of experts are prisoners of war in the fictional Solog 13.
I want to know nothing.
They secretly use the camp to conduct Allied espionage, to sabotage the Germans, and through a secret network of tunnels, unbeknownst to Colonel Klink and his main Sergeant Schultz. The reimagined version will focus on the descendants of the original heroes, now scattered around the world, who team up for a global treasure hunt. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Okay. The House of Mouse announcing a service to give parents a break and kids some fun.
Disney is relaunching its Disney Bedtime Hotline. So, yes, you can get a personalized message from a Disney character like Aladdin's Jasmine, Anna and Elsa from Frozen, Yoda from Star Wars, Toy Story's Woody, to maybe help your child go to bed. Disney says this will give kids something to look forward to at bedtime.
That's Tracy Carrasco from the Fox Business Network. With that report, service is only available through the end of this month. 120 years ago on this day, Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag is registered for copyright, and it's still one of the more recognizable pieces of music you'll ever hear. And it's got a connection to Sedalia, Missouri. Scott Joplin was in Sedalia, Missouri in the late 1890s. He played as a solo musician at dances and major black clubs in Sedalia, among them the Maple Leaf Club.
It's
possible that the Maple Leaf Rag was named after the Maple Leaf Club in Sedalia, Missouri. Maple Leaf Rag, 120 years old on this day. Actor Frank Morgan passed away 70 years ago on this day. You know Frank Morgan.
You bet.
Played the titular character in The Wizard of Oz and Professor Marvel as well. Great character actor, amazing voice. What an unmistakable voice Frank Morgan had. Died of a heart attack 70 years ago on this day while filming the movie Annie, Get Your Gun. They had to replace him in that movie. And his death came before the premiere broadcast on CBS of The Wizard of Oz. He was the only major cast member who did not live to see the film's revived popularity as a yearly event on television. 25 years ago on this day, the Ken Burns documentary Baseball premiered on PBS.
Yeah.
Multi-tiered effort there. It was 10 years ago on this day that Guiding Light came to an end. CBS soap opera that began on radio in 1937 before moving to TV. It was on the air for 72 years before CBS pulled the plug on The Guiding Light.
Wow.
It was 10 years ago on this day, the final episode of Barney and Friends. The lovable dinosaur, the purple dinosaur. Barney and Friends.
The detective.
All right. Let's check the funny from last night. Let's go to Conan O'Brien.
Merriam-Webster's dictionary has been updated to be inclusive of people whose gender is non-binary. I think that's very good, yeah. Yeah, very good, yeah. Yeah, while I applaud the action, I don't see why they had to use my photo.
Let's move lights out with David Spade.
A Pittsburgh doctor is suing NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown for repeatedly farting in his face during an examination. Wait, you can get sued for that? Even if you're just having fun? What's the law about walking down the aisle of an airplane?
The Late Late Show with... in fact, let's check out The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon on NBC.
A lot of people weren't happy that Spicer was given a spot on Dancing with the Stars due to his role in the Trump administration. Yeah, we got to be careful or we'll tarnish the great American institution, Dancing with the Stars.
The Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
A clerical worker in Ireland has now sued his employer for firing him after he skipped 400 days of work over 2 years. Yeah. To be fair, he did make a pretty convincing cough sound over the phone. Sorry, boss. I won't be coming in today. He skipped 400 workdays. Can you imagine missing 300 days of work and your boss being like, you're on thin ice, buddy. Another 100 or so missed days and you're going to be in serious trouble.
And we all know what Steve McIntosh was doing last night. He was on his couch watching ABC Bachelor in Paradise. Now, This woman asks basically a yes or no question. She got more than that.
I just need you to answer this one question, honestly. Just look at me and answer it, yes or no. But do you love me?
I'm not there yet. Having those feelings, it's not easy for me, and it's scary. But I know one thing, that I am starting to fall in love with you, and I know I can't. I'm not ready to move in together and get down on an E right now, but I know what I want, and that's for us to take things slow and to leave here together. I want you. I do.
The guy's like a rock, you know? Solid
there.
She
said yes or no.
Yeah.
I still don't know.
What was the answer?
I don't know.
It sounded like the waves were breaking pretty well there at the beach.
Yeah. Entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, serving God, community, and family. They are great folks. And if you have an appliance that needs help, you just call Terry. Make an appointment. 409-1525. They'll get you fixed up at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
All right. KNSS News time now. 8:45 coming up. We've got to Bill Roy. The Wichita Business Journal, talking about making improvements on the Air Force tanker. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.